I think that it's been a challenge, again, for us to put this topic at the forefront of, say, the elected officials or even our community as an important discussion topic. And so I think that's one of the reasons that today we are lacking in the support for funding to infrastructure projects. And I think the public is starting to feel it when you see, for example, in large cities like Chicago and in Los Angeles, where you have power failures or water shutdowns or water main breaks, or even just highways and freeways that have several cracks in them. So the public is starting to feel it. Unfortunately, it's through these bad experiences that they're starting to pay attention. I think just by the nature of it, of the failures, it's going to move up in the level of importance for everybody. But it is something that has not been a top priority. You know, we've actually paid more attention to say sustainability and green technology more so than maintaining and improving our infrastructure. I think that the Hispanic community is keen to feeling those the ramifications of these failures. So, talking beyond transportation, I think that the Hispanic community is well in tuned with the failures of infrastructure as a whole. On the transportation side, we feel it as well because obviously there's more demand for the public transportation systems. And so if those particular systems are starting to fail, rather, then once again you're feeling it personally. So I think that just because Hispanic populations happen to be concentrated in the large urban areas, they are feeling that the need for a concentrated effort in the repairs or maintenance of the systems.